The last time this lake existed was between approximately 18,000 and 15 or 14,000 years ago. But the lake would back up and build up behind the glacial ice dam until it got several thousand feet deep, and then it would somehow float or bore or melt its way through. Anyway, make the glacial ice dam fail. And then all this lake, which is many square miles or kilometers of water, would come surging across eastern Washington at once, being driven by gravity, finding the lowest pathways they could, eventually down to the Pacific Ocean to the Columbia River. But it was so much water, it reshaped the landscape of eastern Washington. And some of it came down the Columbia River through Wenatchee, and the last big set of floods, they made a big wide curve through Wenatchee because they come south through Rocky Reach, and then by the time they bend around and go past Rock Island and down past Jump Off Ridge, down from there, they made just about a 90-degree bend. And the water spread out coming out of the narrow Rocky Reach into the Wenatchee Valley area, so it loses some energy where it left sediment behind more than it eroded away. And that last big round of sediment being left behind is Pangborn Bar.